Did you ever play make-believe as a child? Remember the days of being pioneers in the backyard with a makeshift covered wagon? Well, today on Homeschool Heartbeat with host Mike Smith, discover how you can give your children a taste of pilgrim life as you prepare for Thanksgiving.
One of the most vivid ways to learn is by doing. Of course, you can't literally transport your students back to the first Thanksgiving to join the pilgrims and the Indians, can you? Well, with a little imagination, anything is possible. Living History is a great way to help your students understand daily life and the time of famous historical events. Even if you don't live close enough to a museum or a living history site for a field trip, you can create your own living history experience. Check out some books that will give your children a practical idea of life in the early days of the American colonies. Kate Waters has a series of such books. Sarah Morton's Day and Samuel Eaton's Day proclaim a pilgrim girl and boy, while Tapnam's Day is about an Indian boy in Massachusetts. Next, brainstorm creative ways to let your children live out some of those experiences. You might not have goats that can milk or a spring to draw water from, but you can probably let your children try their hand at washing clothes in a big tub or gather wood outdoors and build a fire with your supervision. Perhaps you could try cooking a whole meal together over an outdoor fire. You might gain a new appreciation for how thankful the pilgrims were for that harvest feast. Next time, we'll wrap up our celebration of Thanksgiving. But until then, I'm Mike Smith.
Want more Thanksgiving-inspired ideas for your homeschool this fall? Check out our HSLDA at Home event for a full course of Thanksgiving unit study prompts for your students of all ages. Visit homeschoolheartbeat.com to learn more or to view the webinar today. And if you'd like to receive Homeschool Heartbeat's daily email transcript, visit our website at homeschoolheartbeat.com.